It is a Monday music marathon here on Radio Now. You can call the Joe and Alex Show anytime. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. We got a lot still coming up here in the next 30 minutes. We got your dummy of the day. Also, I'll never drink blank again. Oh, somebody on the Joe and Alex Show showed out this weekend. They made a fool of themselves. We're going to talk about that. And also, we'll get into the garbage. But Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
You sent us a message last night saying, guys, I got to talk about something awkward that happened. So what was awkward or weird this weekend for you?
So I was out to dinner with my two very best friends, Lizzie and Brooke, and we were at this restaurant, and our waiter came by, and he was, like, placing a water in this, like, booth that we were in, but it, like, looked like he was getting ready to come sit down. And so I started laughing and I was like, oh, I thought you were going to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he got that, like, I was like taken aback. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought you were going to come sit down. Like, that would have been weird. And he was like, oh no, sorry, I can't. Like, I'm in a lot of trouble right now because I just didn't show up to work for 3 days that I was scheduled. And so this is my first day back. So they're really like putting a lot of work on me. I'm like running around. I'm like way too busy to sit down and
stuff.
Sounds
like pork chop.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh yeah, no, I totally get it. He was like, yeah, I went home for my birthday and I just decided to stay for 3 more days to party. And we're like, oh, okay, man. And we're like, one, that was like a lot of details. Two, like, why did you just not show up for work for 3 days? Like, no call, text, or anything. How does this dude still have a job? And like, three, we weren't wanting you to sit down. We just like thought you were going to. So then he comes and I like get out to go to the bathroom and he like follows me to the bathroom, like talking to me, like trying to carry a conversation. And I'm like, oh, okay, dude, like whatever. So weird. And then another time he comes over and is like, can I sit down? And we were like, sure. So this waiter comes and sits down and it's like, can I tell you guys a funny story? And we're like, yeah, sure. And we are like trying to hold it together. Like, inside, I am dying laughing because I'm like, this guy is like so weird. Why
does
he
not have social cues? He doesn't understand.
I have no idea. No idea. He's so weird. And so then he sits down. He's like, yeah, so on Fridays and Saturdays, from like starting at 10 p.m., we clear out all the tables and there's dancing and there's music and it's really fun and stuff like that. And there's these older women here. And then one time I was dancing and this older woman like not only like smacked my butt, but grabbed it and jiggled it. And it's like jiggling his hand. And we're just like dying laughing. Like, what is happening right now? And he's like, I didn't know what to say. So I just said, thanks. And we're like, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. You get like sexually harassed and you say, thanks. That's funny. But like very weird. And then he just like gets up and leaves. And we were like, what is going on with this dude? And then my friend told me that his teeth, he had like, have you guys heard of meth teeth?
Well, I've seen photos,
missing?
Yeah.
Like meth, like it's a meth tooth. Like you get it when like you smoke it, and she's a nurse, so she knows about this. Mm. And then she's like, I swear he had it. Like I absolutely swear.
I was literally going to ask you if he was on drugs. Because
no, he 1,000%. He had to have been. Either he was on something.
That would
I'm
make
not
sense
sure
for being gone for 3 days.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, so you just go on like a crazy bender and are gone. You're like sitting down at our table. Like it was just the weirdest encounter ever. And he kept stopping over to our table and like talking to us. And we're like, dude, we came to dinner to like be with each other. No offense, like not you. It was just so weird. And like every single time he would come over, we just wanted to burst out laughing, but we were trying to compose ourselves. Like it was just so bizarre. And he 1,000% was on drugs.
833-JOE-ALEX. It certainly sounds like it. 833-563-2539. Has anybody else had a similar experience? Not necessarily the drugs, but just a weird waiter or waitress. Because only place I can think of off the top of my head would be like Hooters, where it's normal for them usually. They don't have to, but they'll sit down at the table. Maybe they're flirting or not,
yeah.
But they'll be there, you know, and they'll kind of linger
right,
a bit.
Right, they'll like kind of like hang out a little bit.
Yeah, because I remember like the first time at Hooters, I'm like, wow, a hot girl sitting at my table.
You must have been like, wow, she's so interested in me.
She must be.
But she does it to like everyone.
I better give her a big tip. I mean, Porkchop, you were a server for a long time, and if this job doesn't work out for you, you'll probably be back there.
Right.
Well, I mean like the show, if we all get fired, not just one person. Is this something you've seen with other coworkers, or what is this going on?
Well, me personally, obviously when you're a waiter, like you only make like $2 an hour, so you're trying to work for your tips. So I try to be very nice. I try to read the tables. Like if they don't want me around, I'm not around. So I feel like that in that sense, I'm a good waiter. But one thing I do is when two people come in and they sit on the same side, I feel to me that's awkward. So what I do to make it awkward back is I sit down with them on the empty side.
Oh,
I literally sit
on purpose.
Of course, because it's so weird to me when two people sit on the same side. So I'm like, okay, I'll just sit right here and take your order.
Okay, we now
that's their prerogative.
We now have somebody that has topped Liv's story for a weird waiter. His name, Producer Porkchop.